time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yes, yes. You know, we back. We back. What did I want to say? Damn, I don't know. Now it's out of my thing. It's out of my head. But what's that one little line? Yo, that not like us has really, it's just been an earworm. I don't even have to hear it to hear it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just in my, it's in my motherfucking subconscious. But there's one line at the very end where, not a line, but the little hook where he's like, now stab. But I think the line is like, if you're down with me, but it's not if you're down with me, but it's something to that effect. I wanted to kind of quote that as we kicked it off. But either way, y'all know the spirit of the shit. The shit is all over the place. They showing it. I don't know if some of that shit is being dubbed, but if not, that shit is everywhere. Everywhere they playing. The only place I haven't seen it played at is a funeral. You know what I'm saying? That's about the only setting I have not seen. I've seen old folks' homes. I've seen shit overseas. I've seen weddings. Everything. Not Like Us has been the jam. And it's like, damn, this man got a jam.
I mean,
that has, yeah.
It's like, you know, you heard what, at least what my sentiment was like, you know, all that's fine, but it's no bop. You know what I'm saying? When he right. made the bop, nigga, it ended the whole war. Shit.
Yeah.
Made a hit, man. The hit is the hit, man. And people could dance to it. It got the West Coast flavor. You know what I'm saying? He mixed it up and put the Oakland flavor to the Bay Area flavor to the L.A. shit. Got muscle on the beat. Again, shit. He could have went with just them little hooks and ad-libs he had. Shit.
Yeah. So. No, he did it. He did it. Even the fact that, shit, even Drake had to give it up to him in the response. He was like, man, that record is popping if you wasn't shitting on me and hitting motherfuckers with all this misinformation. If you wasn't slandering my person, I would actually turn this shit up, but I gotta turn it off. It is crazy. Yeah,
I mean, he did it the right way. I mean, shit, he probably. I was talking about it earlier. I'm like, man, he must have had that shit on Tuck, that beat at least. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He must have probably been sent that shit. Like, man, jump on it. He probably ain't had no space for it. And he was like, you know what? I'm gonna jump on this mustard on the beat and kill this shit.
Mm-hmm. Keep this tucked away. Yep. Yeah, just in case, in a folder, Dance Records. the line is, we got it as real explicit, Dance Records. This shit is, are you my friend? Are we locked in? Now stamp, then stamp this way. It feels like a kid's bop situation. Yeah. Are you my friend?
That's how that dance music go like that. You know what I'm saying? Something repetitive that they can hear.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Most people Informal overdo commitment. It. Most people overdo it, but it was just, you know what I'm saying? Just enough, man. Just enough. And like you said, man, it's just stuck, man. That shit just play in your head. You know what I'm saying?
It is, It is on repeat.
I bet the Drake fans be somewhere sitting in the corner. Somebody say, OVO. Oh, shit. God damn it.
right, you know? It's crazy. That, and I'll tell you another one there. BBL Drizzy. That shit is in my head, too, because that reminds me of the way. You said what?
Go ahead.
Because the way that it's sung, it reminds me of, like, Good Times. Good Times! It just has that type of, that tenor to it.
Yeah, I see that one a lot. It ain't stuck in my head as much, but I see it a lot, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
It just ain't got nothing else to it, you know what I'm saying? I guess niggas was sending in their raps, but I ain't heard nothing break out.
Yeah, I haven't heard nobody kill it, like, really, you know what I'm saying? But it's just, I've seen it turned into, like, a like a bachata. I don't know if it's on like a salsa record or something. Like, yeah, I've seen that. That's the one that really, I think that's probably the one that's caught the most. But, yeah, it's so funny, man. It's crazy because it was a lot of battle in a short time, and now that shit is done. I think it's done. I feel like it should be done.
Yeah, it should be. Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, everybody have proclaimed the victor. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You need to rest, go on vacation. You know what I'm saying? Relax. You know, get a clear mind and start coming up with a new vision. Because, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I think, you know what I'm saying? I was saying, like, you know, again, like how LL had all them beefs going on. And then he came with Walking with a Panther on that I guess that's his third album or something like that. And it didn't hit that well. You know what I'm saying? It had Jingling Baby on there, but it really didn't hit like Bad. You know what I'm saying? He fresh off of I'm Bad and all that shit. And so niggas was, I remember going to the store buying that shit from Peaches Records and Tapes in Miami Beach, North Miami Beach. And we roll out to school, put that shit in the tape deck. You know, we got a captive audience. There's four niggas in the car. Put that shit on. Niggas was like, first song, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Nigga had to grind through that bitch and was like, ugh, this ain't it. It was a sad moment. But that nigga retooled. That nigga went back. You know what I'm saying? Retooled. And then when the Boomin System came out with that In Vogue beat, he had changed his style so much that I didn't even know that was him when it first came out. You know what I'm saying? Because it was just you started to just hear it. I'm like, damn, who the fuck is that? You know what I'm saying? I didn't have no way of determining who that was. Wasn't no Shazam and no shit back then. And then by the time they started really playing it and then they started saying who it was, I'm like, damn, this nigga switched up his whole shit and brought everybody back in. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like I'm a big bad rapper no more. It was like, I'm with y'all. I'm in the car with the Boomin System. You know what I'm saying? And he explaining a everyday regular ass lifestyle, which brought his ass right back, put him right back on top. You know? So Drake need to figure out.
Still rocks.
He need to figure out his comeback.
Yeah, he need a Boomin System. He need a Boomin System. Yeah. That record still hits to this day. Exactly. Especially in a whip.
Exactly.
The way that joint knock is crazy. And, you know, I never really looked at it like that, but I think that is LL's strong suit. Just, you know, everyday living, whether it's Boomin System, driving through with the Boomin System, or even Around the Way Girl.
Around the Way Girl.
And, you know, like kind of, like, you know, just summing things up, like putting into perspective, almost like a director.
Right, but that was later. Yeah. That was after his first few albums, you know what I'm saying? First few albums, it was just all about him. About, you know what I'm saying? It's me. I'm bad. I'm better than y'all. You know what I'm saying? I don't need no leather. You know what I'm saying? It's just all that. He's shooting shit at everybody. You know what I'm saying? Going back with Run DMC. Going at Run DMC. Going at goddamn Cool Mo D and everybody else. But then he had to, I guess you would call it humble yourself and really look at the landscape. And he figured that shit out.
I'm going to revisit his catalog. Not like in the hits, because I've definitely, you know, I listened to the hits. You know, they got the compilation of the greatest hits things. I've definitely listened to that. But albums, like just the arc of the albums. I do remember as an LL fan always feeling that he had, his thing was one album was dope, the next album was kind of eh, and then it came back, and then it kind of was seesaw back and forth. Like,
right.
It was like hit, miss, you know. Never truly losing much ground, but it was kind of a little streaky. It wasn't a super run, but I'm going to go back and listen to him and, you know, just because sometimes when I revisit some of these artist albums in retrospect, I forget so much of, like, the B-sides and things like that that kind of, you know, may not have been the radio hits, but bricks that shaped the you know, like that really rounded out the integrity of the artist, for sake of a better word. I was thinking about this a couple days ago, or a little while ago. I don't know what album I was listening to. I don't know which one it was that had just come out. But I had this thought. When I first listened to an album, the first time I listened to an album, that's probably one of the like most open-minded moments of my life. You know, like I'm listening to an album like I'm looking at art. You know how you like you scratch your chin a little bit and you just kind of like you like real you consider everything. Okay, it's interesting what they did on that. That was, I don't know how I feel about that, but okay. Two tracks in. First track was I like that. Second track was is a bit of a. It's not a return to form. It seems like he's going in a different direction. She's going in a different direction. Like, it's all of that. Like, I find myself, like, really, like, like, I'm open to wherever we're going to go. Just that first listen through. And then after that, it kind of, it's the part of, like, processing it. And, you know, now you kind of know what, to, at least that initial listen, you kind of know what to expect when you re-listen. But that first, it's like, like interesting. This is I'm considering their statement here. That's what it is. But yeah, I don't know. What was the last album you listened to where you were just like, or what was the last album that you truly anticipated?
Anticipated?
Yep.
Shit, I don't even remember.
Yeah,
I don't even remember that. Anticipated the album, man. It had to be. Yeah. It had to be in the 90s, though. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. No, how long ago?
Yeah, because once I hit New York and was basically in the industry part of it, it ruined that part of it. You know what I'm saying? It ruined the whole anticipation and all that type shit for the most part. I think the biggest anticipation I had on a record, the last one, was Blueprint.
Okay.
And really the reason I was trying to get a job at Def Jam, and they told me to do a marketing campaign for it, and it hadn't come out yet. You know what I'm saying? So I had already kind of visualized all this shit, so I wanted to see how it actually came out. You know what I'm saying? And I think that was probably the last one, like Blueprint. And that shit didn't disappoint. Blueprint 2, another story.
Yeah, and Blueprint 3, even worse story.
I don't even remember 3.
Yeah, no, it wasn't that. What was I going to say? I mean, there's some records on it, but it ain't. It's the least of the Blueprints.
Right.
So you had to do a blind marketing plan. You didn't even play you the record. It was just
all
kinda,
I had.
That's kind of cool.
All I had was the cover artwork. You know what I'm saying? To go with, okay. And that's because it had been announced, but it wasn't out.
Right.
So,
right.
I did my own little design around the cover that they made, and then just thought about holistically. You know what I'm saying? What it would look like as far as a marketing campaign, and shit. Mm-hmm. And then, I was real cool. I felt like I had did a great job. You know what I'm saying? And then I turned that shit in. It went well. Then they was all about to go on a retreat, Def Jam retreat. And so I had concocted this whole other plan because I was already in the mode. And I put together, a box full of Def Jam shit that I made, all this fake promo shit that I made. So it was like I went down the whole shit with each of their artists, you know what I'm saying? I had Jay-Z, Bubbles, and Smoke, so he had some little bottles of Moet's at the office that I had at my desk and made the little Jay-Z tag and put it on there. And then I had a cigar and put the little, you know what I'm saying, replaced the little label with a Jay-Z label. Then I had... I had Kelly Candles for Kelly Price. I had Ja Rule Hollow Water, you know what I'm saying? Put the Ja Rule and shit, the design on the water bottle. It was a whole bunch of shit just like tailored to a retreat, you know what I'm saying? So it was like candles, champagne, cigar, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that. And then I had it dropped off at the hotel and shit. And the shit was kind of, it hit, you know what I'm saying? So by the time I came to the next interview, Leo was coming down the hall, He's like, oh, you the guy with the box. I was like, damn. They must have told everybody right. about this shit. But then Kevin Lyles didn't want to hire me. So it's cool, though. It's cool because it wasn't for me. You know what I'm saying? But I think that shit hit to the point where if you look at the H to the Izzo video, they got a box. And they pull it out and they pull out water and all this shit and giving out all this stuff from the box. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to say they got it from me, but come on now.
Wow. Sheesh. Oh, man.
Just go look at the H ain't to the no Izzo video. And
in they the got, heart of the city.
They got a box full of shit that's like Jay-Z branded. And I'm like, look at this. Look at this shit.
Damn. Look at you affecting culture, getting pilfered for the sauce.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man.
But that just let me know. That let me know that I could affect the culture, you know what I'm saying? Even though I knew it on a smaller level, but that was national. You know what I'm saying? They ain't getting no credit or no shit like that. Niggas wouldn't even admit they got it from me. But.
Yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying? But I know what it is. You know, I talked to the person who wanted to bring me in. Like, why would we steal from you? I'm like, come on, man. Stop it. Y'all didn't have this idea before y'all made that video. I tell you that.
Did it hurt? Disappointment?
Nah, I mean, at first it was disappointing that Kevin didn't think. See, he thought I was too cool. He was like, you too laid back to handle our artists. I'm like, nigga, I just had DMX perform at Howard for free. You know what I'm saying? What is you talking about? He didn't even want to perform. But I just let it slide, and I realized that, you know, in hindsight, I'm like, that shit wasn't even a job for a nigga to get. You know what I'm saying? Nigga didn't, like, you didn't want to be the marketing dude at the label. You know what I'm saying? Because now you 24 hours a day on, and I had a family. You know what I'm saying? And it wouldn't have matched.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's for, like, a young single person. You know what I'm saying? So... it didn't match up no way. I didn't know that it didn't match up at the time because I was young. But in hindsight, I'm like, phew, I dodged a bullet with that.
Yeah, probably. Probably. And then I didn't realize it. I guess as you said that last part, you were interviewing while you were still at a whole nother gig. So there's still a little bit of like covert movement. Or were you just, it was what it was? If y'all know, y'all know. Or...
No, it was what it was because Carla knew, you know what I'm saying? She was my boss.
Okay.
Fred knew, right. You know what I'm saying? Actually, okay. I got a promotion out of that shit.
Oh, shit.
I got a promotion. After that, they, like, when I was going through it, they offered me something better. You know what I'm saying? Right. And gave me a little more money. So it worked out. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't no bad thing. It worked out.
Right. Man, I remember... Oh, but speaking of Blueprint, I do remember that because I remember they premiered Izzo on the BET Awards that year.
Mm-hmm.
It was the last song that they played. I guess he performed it live, if I'm not mistaken. And I remember not liking that record. I was like, I don't know. I don't know if it was just how the mix was on the BET Awards, but it was like... It just didn't say, it sounded a little too light in the ass for a Hov record. It was that little Jackson 5 sped up sample.
Right.
And it was a little too, it didn't line up with what I expected to be the blueprint. So I remember kind of going into it a little reluctant. I mean, that all changed when the whole album came out. That shit was transformative.
I mean, I think when Hard Knock Life came out, Hard Knock Life
part two.
No, see, not the one, the first one.
Oh, the
Annie, the Annie
was
one,
98, 97, yeah. So, 98?
So that became like a first record formula for him almost, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, I always had them light in the ass songs sometimes, you know, but. Annie, they found in that Annie sample, they found a good way to do it. You know what I'm saying? Because Sunshine was light in the ass, but it didn't hit at all. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And he came, the Hard Knock Life came, and it worked. So I think the
Jackson, those drums and that bass line too.
Right. So I think that H to the Izzo was kind of like a repeating that formula of a light in the ass song, but he rapping his rap shit. You know what I'm saying? His rappity rap.
Okay.
You know? So it felt like that. It felt like, okay, they going with the tried and true formula of how they niggas sold 5 million records or some shit.
Right. Right. Yeah, I didn't like it though. I don't like it. It grew on me after a while because I think now when I hear it like, you know, again, I heard it first time on TV and I think the mix was a little tinny.
Mm-hmm.
But when I hear it in the midst of the album, it's a banger. That album is damn near, I'm just looking at it right now.
Shit.
I was looking at it just right. I mean, that album is that's a fucking classic album right there. Blueprint album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that H to the Izzo, as light in the ass as you said, sounded in the club, nigga, that shit was going down. That shit was going down, man. They couldn't even be mad. That was the whole Miami era. Like, we was in Miami all the time. That shit was a big look everywhere you went.
It was a hell of an album. Speaking of jobs that we didn't get, I think I might have told you this. I remember, man, I was trying to get this job at fucking 555 Soul.
Oh, wow.
You remember 555 Soul? Yeah. Man, 555 Soul, but at the corporate office, right? Like, for the brand, you know, not at the store. And I forget how the whole thing came about, but I met the marketing director, name redacted. Name redacted. But I forget exactly how I landed the interview, but I know homie called me like, yo, come in for an interview. So I said, all right. They had an office out in Williamsburg. And they were early on Williamsburg, like the whole, the change of Williamsburg to what it is now. Like that shit kind of felt like how meatpacking was way back in the days and how it is now. Mm-hmm. So this shit was like in a factory looking building, but it was fly. Like when you went in there, it was like their little office was fly. And this was, I just graduated college. Mm-hmm. I just graduated college. So I had seen a few offices, interning a street team for various labels. I'd been in a few offices and a couple ad agency offices. I always had a thing for a fly office.
Mm-hmm.
Their office was fly, but it was different. You know, this was a clothing place. So it was like, man, it was a fly thing. Now, this is the crazy part, because I was interviewing for other places too. So I had, I had my interview suit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, this was, the things have changed a little bit. I had my suit. I had my little suit. And I had my little attaché. You know, my attaché, not a briefcase, but like a good leather bound, the little leather bound joints that look like a book. And you unzip it, and you know what I mean? You could have your resume in there, maybe a couple pens. Maybe it typically comes with like a notepad, all of that. Like I had that. You couldn't tell me shit in some of these other places. Well, I walk up into 555 Soul. Now I got an interview with homie and Camilla. Mm-hmm. Camilla Elke, who's the CEO of the joint.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they had asked me... Maybe I had two interviews. All I know is I pitched myself and they were like, I remember they were like, wow, nice suit. I was super overdressed. These niggas is 555 sold out. You know what I mean? I got the suit on looking crazy. So, but they was failing me. I'm telling them, the little bit that I had done, blah, blah, blah. Camilla was like, fuck it with me. I think actually I met her at an event and I said, I want to work. And somehow I forget how the whole shit happened. But anyway, homie was like, yeah, so
Can you put together like a little proposal for a marketing plan, this, that, and the other thing? I said, yeah, no problem. You know, I'd done that shit a little bit before, so I was no problem. I did that, the little marketing plan. I might have come in for another joint. I forget. Either way, homie was like, yo, we're going to Howard Homecoming this weekend. We're going to be promoting our Howard Homecoming. We're going to be doing the thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to know what the gig is going to be like, let's come out to D.C. with us. You know what I mean? We're going to be leaving here at such and such time. Give me your number. I'll call you. Let you know when we're pulling out. I'm like, I bet. What time? They like, we probably going to pull out of here around 4 o'clock. Like 4 o'clock, something like that. We're going to get to D.C. probably 8. We're going to go to this party. And we're going to do like he... selling it. I'm like, I bet. I jet to the crib. This is when I was living out in Long Island, my sister's crib. So I go, whew, jump on the railroad, get, you know what I mean? Get out my suit, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Fuck that suit, get into my real shit. And like, I'm ready, you know? I folded up some shit. I think at that point, I'd only been to Howard Homecoming one time, and that was on a college visit. Mm-hmm. So I didn't really get to like indulge in it, but I got to see it and I knew what it meant, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They were supposed to, I guess, call me at 4, something like that. I'm waiting. I got their number too. I'm waiting. I'm like, yeah, what's going on? I'm thinking, are we gonna call? So I'm after a while, I start calling. Oh, nah, we gonna call. We gonna, you know what I mean, gonna hit you when we da 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 da. Long story short. Them niggas never called me. Them niggas went to fucking D.C. without me, dog.
Oh,
I was so sick. Sick. Because I think I had told a couple people, too. Like, yo, nigga, about to be out. I'll be out in D.C. You know, I think my homie was at D.C. So I was like, yeah, about to pull up. You like, man. When I tell you pissed off and crushed. Like, and I remember it was around the time, it was around like my birthday. Howard Homecoming season around my mm-hmm. birthday, like October. This was like, so I remember,
yeah,
I think it was gonna be my birthday. I might even say
they
my
shit
birthday.
The last week of October, so yeah, it would have been right around your yep. birthday.
So I was like, yeah, yo. I said, yo, I came back to my sister's house, my little niece. My niece probably like two, maybe one, something like that, because she was born the year I graduated. So she might have been months old or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Brother-in-law, I'm like, yeah, probably about to head out to D.C. You know, I'm hype. I'm feeling good about to travel. I'm part of a business. Things are taking off. You know what I mean? Because outside of that, because that's when, you know, this is before social media, so you just be hearing about other people's jobs that they got and who's popping. You know, mm-hmm. I remember talking to Drum, and this motherfucker told me, yo, I'm out here PAing on this John Singleton movie, man. It's called Baby Boy. I remember oh, wow. that shit. He's, I'm in Hollywood. I was like, oh, this nigga's in Hollywood? I got to get a fucking gig. I got to get a gig, nigga. What? Anyway... they left without me. I think it was going to be my birthday weekend. So they wound up getting, you know, my sister, my brother-in-law, and my little niece, they bought me a birthday cake. They celebrated the birthday with me at the little kitchen table, bro. I remember that being the saddest birthday. They raised to singing happy birthday to me. I got one little Mylar fucking balloon just sitting there, like, just looking down at my sad ass like, damn, son, you ain't going homecoming? I am sick.
This scene.
And homie.
This scene deserves a dope ass DP, nigga.
For real. Cause I could do the set design because I remember so much of it. Dog, I was so sick. I think I called homie. He was still super full of shit. So much so, like, I really, like, I wanted to swing on this kid. Like, for real, I was sick. Because I'm like, dog, if you're not gonna have me come through, let me know. Don't get my hopes up. Don't have me calling you like a clown. Like, man, I was the sickest. So it was almost like the job ghosted me, you know? And I was pissed off.
Nigga.
Yeah, man. Hey, yeah, well, to this day, I don't, yeah.
Nigga,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Redacted, funny, and the like.
Go ahead. I'm, you know, niggas is, you know, got a lot of life behind them now, but
mm-hmm.
just that the starting journey, the origin story of a journey, nigga.
Man, Yeah.
Entertainment industry in the 90s, nigga? Shit. Oh, man. That shit wasn't
easy.
So many
false starts.
That shit.
Yeah, so many you think it's going to be the one. But right. I tell you this, put a quick bow on it. What was kind of fly. So I'm looking for a job. Like, it took me, I guess, a whole year to finally get a job, right? And I'm sick.
Why you had to whisper that shit?
I'm revisiting the shame. It took me, because I just remember me, I was woofing one day in the crib. I think I was working at like Blockbuster or something like that, maybe, like just to make a couple dollars, but like it wasn't what I wanted to do.
Right.
And I remember at that time, like just kind of, you know, lime wiring all types of different music or whatever. And this is when I came across the Marvin Gaye Hear My Dear album, right? And, you know, if you ever listen to that album, it's a hell of an album, but it's a pointed album. It's a lot of attitude and sadness. It's a surly Marvin Gaye album. It's not Let's Get It On. You know what I mean? So I remember one day, I'm woofing. I ain't got no haircut. I'm depressed because it's been months that I've been looking for a damn job. And it ain't what I want. And I'm in the crib because my peoples, you know, they come to go to work. I'll be there. You know what I'm saying? I was there. They came in. My sister came in. And I'm just in the living room listening to this whole Hear My Dear album. With the it's probably still daytime, but this you know, the lights is low. I'm over here with no cut.
The lights is low and the liquor is brown.
Yeah, if I could, I wasn't brown. I had the brown liquor, like the brown feel. Liquor resignment without right. even the, without, you know what I mean? Like that would have probably helped out. I remember she poking her head. It was like, yo, what's going on? And I was like, what is this? What are you listening to? I was like, it's Marvin Gaye. She was like, yeah, it don't sound like Marvin Gaye. And I was just like, you all right? Like it was one of those moments. But anyway, so to put a happy button on it, so it was damn near a year. I went to Howard Homecoming the next year. It was me, my man D, my man Skeeter D, and my man Kev. Kev was down there. He was in school down there. So we crashed at his spot, and we were out there. We rented a car. We drove down there. We was like at least 3-4 deep. Mm-hmm. It was a fun little trip. Somehow, I don't know how we did, and I remember, if I'm not mistaken, it was cold as shit this year. But we got into, I think it was Republic Gardens was the name of the spot.
And it's not the same weekend, though.
Well, no, it was Howard Homecoming weekend.
You know what
I'm saying? No, it's a year later.
It's a year later.
Howard Homecoming, year later. I want to say this was 01. Because I'm pretty sure this was 01 because this is when I Just Want to Love You came out. The Jay-Z shit, speaking of Hov again. And Clark Kent was DJing the party. And I remember he played that shit 10 times in a row.
Mm-hmm.
10 times in a row was like, and that shit rocked every time, right? So he'd be like, number nine, that shit, boom. Ho, niggas go crazy. So we had a crazy ass weekend. Shit was bananas. My homie Skeeter D, R.I.P., he done got so drunk, he fell asleep in the club. Like, it was, we had one of them weekends. It was bananas. Prior to leaving, I had an interview with Maria Raha and Jimmy Sale.
Oh, wow. Or
maybe about a week before. Yeah. So, boom, I get back from Howard Homecoming.
That's vibe, yeah.
And I just got back. And I'm like, it was one of them weekends where I was like feeling the weekend. Like, I hung over type shit. And I just remember the phone rang. And I picked up the phone, drowsy. Hello? It's like, is Damian Lemon? Like, yeah. She's like, this is Maria from Vibe Spin. I was like, oh, hey, how you doing?
You wasn't and asleep, was you?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't asleep.
You know me? No, not at all. I just came fresh from the gym, just had a second cup of coffee, all of that productive talk. She was like, we'd like to offer you the position. Over at Vibe Spin, I was like, what? Oh, thank you. Like, nigga, you could tell me. I hung up the phone, nigga. My life was different. I was like, right. Oh, shit. Yeah, shout out to Howard.
Which is crazy because that very homecoming that you talk about was the homecoming that we started the Yard Fest as it is now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so we We built that stage. Yard Fest was a failure in all the other dates. You know what I'm saying? We failed. We failed like four times in a row. And we got to Howard, and we heard Jay-Z Nun was in town. And me, Kenny, and and the nigga who was from Howard, the young nigga, we was just all trying to make that shit happen. And shout out to Little Burger on Instagram, Mike Kaiser.
Mike Kaiser.
So we hitting Kaiser up. Come on, man, y'all bringing him through. He was like, I'm going to try to bring him through. And then it's Friday homecoming. We, you know what I'm saying, Tracy Lee on the stage. You know what I'm saying? Singing his new songs. He, you know what I'm saying? He felt defeated from all the other shows. That was whack. And then he up there doing his thing, Then he hear the crowds just start roaring. He was, his chest was poked out. He was feeling good. Little did he know, they had seen Beanie Single and, you know what I'm saying, Memph Bleek and all them niggas appear backstage. There wasn't no backdrop so you could see them.
Right, right.
And he finally realized, he turned around. He was like, ah, oh, man, I'm going to let y'all get to what y'all came for. And shout out to Biz, rest in peace. Biz, he knew how to get them niggas to perform because they weren't supposed to perform. You know what I'm saying? They just came to show face. And he would play a little Beans. He knew to start with the lower artists. You know what I'm saying? He played like a little Beans record. Beans went out there, did his thing, played a Memph Bleek record. And then he teased that, I'm a hustler, baby. Everybody went crazy. Like you said, it was the jam. He teased it, then he played another Jay-Z record, and then Jay-Z went ahead and performed it a little bit. He did that like two times. The third time, Jay was like, man, Biz, play the goddamn record, man. Shit. Then he played that Hustler Baby and shut that bitch down, and Yard Fest at Howard has never been the same since, man. It's been a whole different thing. But yeah, that was a magical moment. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
In that place.
Yes, sir.
And shit, then you joined the team.
Yeah, man. Nah, it was a magic. It was for real. Yeah. So shout out to Hov. Shout out to Howard Homecoming. And shout out to getting hired.
Nigga, finally, boy, it feels so good to finally get off them streets, boy.
Ooh, man.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And for me, you know, I ain't gonna go on my journey, even though it's the Muhammad holiday week. You know what I'm saying? Which is how to, you know, it was that moment of breaking through, like you said. Was, and then a year later, my son was born on that day that I broke through. And then 4 years after that, my other son was born on that same day. So that breaking through process is a motherfucker. It will test you whether you are true to the shit that you said you were or you just out here bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I didn't want to go back to the streets or no shit like that. So, you know, you just put yourself in a position where you got to win. I'm all the way in New York. And I gotta win. I mean, I got to the point where I got so broke. And I thought, I'm like, damn, is this the point where niggas panhandling shit, nigga? You know what I'm saying? Then you be like, nah, I can't panhandle, nigga. I just need to quit and go home. Then you realize you ain't even got no money to go home, nigga. You can't quit. You got to go.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got to go. And it breaks through. And once you break through, everything changed, man. My shit went from nothing to everything, like, quick. You know what I'm saying? And the trick be, man, is keeping that going and keeping that enthusiasm going about yourself and chasing the shit that you say you want to chase and not letting it slide. You know what I'm saying? I always, like, I tell people, even like my employees and shit like that, you know, when they get tired of some shit, you know, shit be drudging along, be like, man, you got to remember your first day and your worst day. You know what I'm saying? On your first day, you super excited to get going. You happy. You like, shit, I ain't on them streets no more. Golly, I'm here. You know what I'm saying? I'm down to do whatever. But then when you get used to it, you get tired of it. You know what I'm saying? You lose that. So you have to remember that. And then to help you remember that, you remember your worst day. Your worst day when niggas ain't call you back. They said it was going to take you to D.C., nigga. You at the motherfucking table on your birthday with your Mylar balloon and your little piece of cake and a soft drink, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, you do not want to go back to that. You know what I'm saying? So you remember your first day and your worst day, you will pull your shit together, nigga, and humble yourself and get to it.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes you got to revisit those moments just to, you know, give yourself some perspective. For sure. You know what? I think it might have been all in the same year. Now I'm looking at it because I'm looking at that was on the Dynasty album.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, it dropped October 31st, 2000.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, maybe I wound up going down there on some fuck it shit. Mm. I forget. That's what it was. But either way, yeah, I can't remember. I don't remember exactly how that happened.
But the record is the record. The Hustler Baby wasn't the same record a year later. So it had to be.
Exactly. So it had to be that year. So maybe it was 99. I don't know when I was.
Maybe it was 99.
Yeah, it was the Triple Five situation. Yeah, maybe it was.
So that Hustler Baby was significant in the moment. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That shit wasn't a lingering. That shit hit as soon as it dropped.
No. It was a bomb. It was crazy. It was to this day. I guess you got to say Hard Knock Life. Because I remember, you know, I was street teaming for them since like right off the first album. Like right at the tail end of. So I seen the arc of it, like where the shit was like. That's a whole nother story. But I've seen when he like took off. And I feel like Hard Knock Life was that record that made him that. But I think I Just Want to Love You was what kind of cemented and started it. Like the run was like, okay, nah, it's all the way there. Because that was him and Pharrell at that shit. Like that shit was, that was crazy.
Yeah, man. That was Pharrell was breaking out at that time.
Yeah.
Even though it was the Neptunes. Alliance. But don't cut out Chad, you know?
Nah, absolutely not. Salute to Chad, man. I hope they get that thing, get everything situated that they, you know.
Word.
You know, because, yeah, that was a dynamic duo back then.
Word.
yeah, man. How you doing otherwise? How was the weekend?
Like I said, it was Muhammad holiday. You know what I'm saying? The boy's birthday. You know, middle son, he at the University of Chicago, so he up there protesting and shit. And
oh, yeah?
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, I didn't know. He sent the picture from the front lines with the police all lined up like, you know, I might go to jail and need a flight home. I'm like, nigga, take your ass home. That's what you need to do. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, shit.
Oh, man.
We in the group chat, you know what I'm saying? Nobody responding to that shit.
Right. Oh, man. The voice of dissent. You're on the wrong side of history.
I'm on the wrong side of this shit.
Don't bring that transcript up in 20 years.
Hey, nigga. Shit. You get that diploma, I'm going to bring that up. Like, nigga, that shit costs money.
Yeah.
Nigga, you right. Yo. That's playing rich man's sport on a broke man's budget.
Dog, you sound just like they did a sketch. Shout out to SNL. Alex English. Yes. He sent it to you? Yeah. Hilarious. Yeah. You sound just like that sketch. Like, yeah, all right. I'll tell you another thing about freedom. I'll tell you something about free. That college ain't free. Yeah, exactly. Man. He killed that.
So,
yeah.
So he was doing that, but it was his birthday. So we celebrated him through the phone. You know what I'm saying? My oldest son, he in the A. So we went out to eat. You know what I'm saying? Him, his lady, you know what I'm saying? Us. So that was cool, you know what I'm saying? You could see that he's getting into his grown, you know what I'm saying? So it was a proud moment because he almost at that stage where it's like takeoff time, you know what I'm saying? So he done made it through the I'm a break in phase. He in now. It's just now you know what I'm saying? Now you got to keep giving him the first day and your worst day stories, you know what I'm saying? It's like stick with it. And get to the next shit, you know what I mean? So it's good to see, you know, when your kids get to that place. Because, you know, I'm like more of a grown energy, you know what I'm saying? Like nobody really ever treated us like kids, you know what I'm saying? My pops talked to us like we was grown from day one. But you know what I'm saying? I know my fathering will kick in a lot stronger after my kids get, you know what I'm saying, some heartbreak and bills and, you know what I'm saying, some life behind them, you know what I mean? And with that, you know, a lot of the shit that I be saying will make sense, you know what I mean? Right now, they just, you know, it's some of it click in. You know, I know they listen. You know, I like to say they don't listen, but, you know, they'll hit you with some shit, be like, oh, shit, you paid attention. But it really kicks in, like, when you really trying to get life done. So that was good. That's good to see that, you know what I'm saying? So we had a good time with that. Then it was Mother's Day. So, you know, we celebrated that, you know what I'm saying, with the mother-in-law. And that was cool, you know what I'm saying? We did that cool, and then I had to take a rest, man. I was tired.
Yeah. That sounds cool, man. That's
what's mm-hmm. up. Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. I didn't do too much. I did. I celebrated Mother's Day with my sister, my brother-in-law, my niece. Mm-hmm. Went out to Long Island to some place out in Dix Hills. I think it's called the Northport Hotel. Nice little spot. Nice restaurant, hotel/restaurant. It's kind of fly. Mm-hmm. And food was good. I did that. I think, what else did I do this weekend? I had some shows. What else did I do? I feel like I did something else. I'll be forgetting, man. It's sad. I told you I gotta look at the camera roll to really know where I was and what I did. You know, it's a blur sometimes. It's the blur. But yeah, I did that. You reminded me of something though when you said what you said. being a father, it's like, shit, you know, later on, it takes a while for them to really, like, actually take, you know, really truly take heed to what you said. He said every so often they could spit back something. It just sounds like a rapper that you think is getting slept on. Mm-hmm. And then motherfuckers like, nah, son, I was really a fan. I know your catalog. No, remember when you said such and such? You're like, oh, shit, nigga, you been listening to my shit? Yes, nigga, I got your whole cat. Come on. You know what I mean? You know, so it's one of those, like, you know what I mean? They mm-hmm. hear it all. Yeah, man, but that was it that I could recall. I'm really bugging out. I'd have to look at what else I did. What's that? Have been super crazy. I will tell you what I did do though. I watched that BMF finale. I definitely remember watching that BMF finale.
Word.
I had a lot of laughs. I remember that. Yes. I forget at what point of the night. It was one of those moments where I got home late and right. I had shows. So I got home from shows late and I was still up. I was still up from like performing and I hadn't watched the finale yet. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yo, I'm up. Let me turn this shit on. Right. I remember watching that joint, and man, like I was laughing out loud, like it was a comedy. Like there was so many moments to me, man. I don't know if I was just wired from performing or what, but the way that finale was hitting me, you'd have thought I was like high or something. But the shit was just super funny. It was just funny from the onset. Like, it's just Meech being Meech. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Meech being Meech. There was the one moment in the very beginning where T got the call from his crew saying that Hoop, you know, was in the hospital. Last week we thought Hoop was over. We eulogized Hoop a little
bit. Yeah, like, we thought Hoop was done.
He was shaking.
Broke the
backboard. Exactly. He went out with the two chains, which I realized later on a lot of these characters died with that same body shimmy. But there's another one. We'll talk about that in a second. But they called T. And I guess Meech is sitting in the car. He's got to overhear what's going on because T didn't really tell him mm-hmm. what was all the drama going on at home. And he tells him the drama. He said, yeah, man, I've been having my own little war. And then Meech was like, I forget. He said, yo, you got this, T. You got this. I believe in you. And he gave him a real solemn pound. Like, he gave him a little fist bump.
Yeah, that's trademark. That's trademark to the show.
Man. But the way that it just it played out, I was like, nah. I was laughing throughout the entire episode, man. It was so funny. It was a good episode. It was good. But, yeah, let's talk about it, man. Let's get into it. What were your thoughts on the finale
of
BMF Season 3?
You kicked it off, you know what I'm saying, with T finding out his homie. But, you know, also, you know, we picking up from where the trucks from Miami got impounded, the vans and shit got impounded with the new safes in it. You know what I'm saying? They ain't know if the people were able to find it, break it. They went snooping around, checking on the vans, but Remy got the plug because Remy the one who called the law on them in the first place. He went and picked up the vans himself, paid off the impound person, and he was driving off with the vans like nothing as Meech and them pulls up in the blue Caddy like, yo, where they going with our vans? Remy's, it's a lot of seeing. You know what I'm saying? For these on-site niggas, there's a lot of seeing. You know what I'm saying? There go Meech, throw a bird at him and just drive off like niggas weren't going to roll up. You weren't going to roll up and shoot the niggas or nothing. You know what I'm saying? Nobody got no guns. So anyway, it was you know what I'm saying? You know, of course, Meech got a little more control than that, but they drove on off with the vans. He got faith in his safes. You know what I'm saying? so then, you know, they drive off, Remy shooting the bird. We click back to Detroit. Henry is going through a thing, you know what I'm saying? She gone, cousin gone. She about to cut off all his hair, you know what I'm saying? With all that bad energy on it, go straight to the baldy, you know what I'm saying? She motherfucker got the best clippers in the game, boy, because she was bald in one swoop, nigga. That shit was clean, nigga.
And I laughed a lot at that. It was clipped that wig off. With that, just that whole chat, man. It was just so over the top dramatic, man. That made me, again, I was laughing a lot, but go ahead.
That's the smoothest, sharpest clippers I've ever seen, nigga. That nigga had a clean baldy with one swoop.
Yeah. She should be a barber.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That shit was clean. Then here we go. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Charles and Lucille, you know what I'm saying? Lucille go ahead and called it quits on him, you know? So he had to muster up the courage to sit there and do that paperwork, you know? He signed it reluctantly. And shit, it was a sad day, you know what I'm saying? And shit, Nicole
off to the side on the
crying behind the wall and shit, you know? Mm-hmm. This is the tender moment for the Flannerys, you know what I'm saying? Then we cut back to the A. Meech is somehow in the dressing room of the strippers' dressing room with no other strippers but Angel. You know what I'm saying? He got carte blanche to the back room. And Angel is back there, you know, getting us shit together. And, you know, Meech give her with the, you know what I'm saying, motivational speech. Perspective is everything, Angel. You know what I'm saying? So, shit, everything was smooth, I guess, until she quit the stripping game. You know what I'm saying? She wanted to move away and start over fresh. You know what I'm saying? And Meech was like, Atlanta's my home now. You know what I'm saying? So, he had to let her know. Eventually, and later in the show, I just skipped to it, she decides that she's going to move back home to wherever she's from, some nameless town they never name. And
bought a building in a nameless town. Yeah,
bought a building in a nameless town with a little vision board book. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
And I'm like, I was confused because I'm like, don't these motherfuckers live together?
Yeah, I thought so. I thought so, but like, they seem to only see each other at her job.
No, I'm just saying, like, nigga, even if it was at the job, you would have told this nigga on some pillow talk shit if you had a vision and a dream. We just right. would. And then, right. you know, of course, Mitch, you know what I'm saying? I'm so proud of you. You always had it yeah. in you. No, I'm glad you helped make me who I am. No, you made yourself proud of you. You know what I'm saying? Go on. Go on and say to kids, man, I'm gonna be, you know where I'm gonna be. I'm gonna be out here tearing up communities.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yo, but that was such a funny moment, too, where she opened up her shit, she had a little photo of Debbie Allen and shit, and then he was like, wow, I can't believe you showing me your visions. Man.
At the strip club.
Oh, man.
I tell you know she ain't had that book in no goddamn strip club.
Man. Yeah, I don't know if you want to have your visions.
Your book of plans and shit.
Right. In the fucking locker room of the strip club. I just feel like it's not the most positive, the most uplifting. You know what I mean? Who knows?
I can't talk, man. I had my book of plans in the middle of the trap, man. Writing the book of plans. What that nigga doing? Writing his book of plans.
Look. You're right. A rose grew out the concrete. Come on,
man. You're gonna do it. You're gonna get it how you live, man. Wherever you at.
There it is. There it is. How about that? I guess I'm thinking of Players Club. I'm thinking about energy. I guess that's, you know what I mean? I'm just thinking about everything that Diamond had to do. But
Diamond walked so Angel could run. Goddamn.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So shit. Then you know, Mr. Charles, he went to go see T. Danny in tears, you know what I'm saying? He's like, yeah, me and your mama done finalized the divorce. And I ain't got nowhere to go. So I don't know what we were supposed to take from that. You know what I'm saying? I guess we're going to have to wait till next season and shit. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
But I was like, to myself, I was like, shit, nigga, you about to go on tour, so shit, you don't really need nowhere to go at this point.
But yeah, you got 6 weeks to figure it out.
Yeah,
you
know, nigga.
Get your visions together.
Stack your chips, nigga. Shit.
Right, right. You know what I'm saying? Have a blast. On the, what was it, the Campbell Brothers?
The Campbell Brothers tour, nigga.
Your Campbell Brothers, yeah. Gospel run.
You gotta live your dreams, player, because shit, that's all you got left.
Right.
So
Lucille about to get it cracking.
Oh my God. Oh man. Uh-huh. But right before Lucille went to get it cracking, Henry and Jen got it cracking. I mean, theoretically about to get it cracking with the new Baldy.
Right, right.
Jen complimenting her. You know, she was all the way over the top with her shit. You know what I'm saying? Being too nosy and shit. You know what I'm saying? Who was that? Like, nigga. Shut your ass up.
When are you going to commit this murder?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, when you going to shoot T? He deserves it. You know what I'm saying? Right. Yeah. So they getting it cracking. You know, I guess Jen had went to go see, you know what I'm saying, her old partner's father who's, you know what I'm saying, corrupt and dirty. We already knew that. She was going to go tell. Because she ain't got no real resources right now. But he went back and told the pops. Now, the pops on the phone. You know what I'm saying? You're fucking up everything. You ain't bring me nothing but death. And then, you know what I'm saying? Your girlfriend done told. And she like, oh, okay, right. Then get off the phone. Jen like, who's that? Yeah, don't worry about that, bitch. I'm about to kill you. Because I done killed motherfuckers for less. So she went straight to the strangulation. And, old Brian, old listening in on, you know what I'm saying, about to listen to the get down, but then it turned into, you know what I'm saying, a situation.
Oh, shit. I ain't even look at it like that. Yeah, Brian was listening in on some,
he listened to the last
about to
get down.
Into it. He's like, oh, shit.
Yeah, okay. Shit.
Yeah.
So, shit. Oh, so she got choked out, and then, you know what I'm saying, she had used her little fighting jiu-jitsu skills and got herself up out of there. You know, they shot about 10 times. I ain't never hit her. She ain't even duck. Ain't even run zigzag, nigga. She got up out of there, got to the warehouse. Then Brian kicked in and, you know what I'm saying, started blasting his own shots. You know what I'm saying?
For a lot I don't know if that was a six shooter or whatever, but he had a lot of shots in that revolver.
But you know he had to
revolver with an extra clip.
You know he had to re-up.
Yeah, there was the point, but he had shot a lot before he re-upped, before he started putting new bullets in. I was like, yo, he got a switch on his revolver? But he had a switch and an extendo. But I will say, though, that was the fun. That, again, I'm just going to point out moments when I laughed. I don't know why, but it just made me funny. You kind of talked about it with Henrietta's father say, you brought me nothing but death and disappointment since the day you were born. And she said, how could you say something so fucked up to me? He said, because it's true.
It was fucked up. It was fucked up. It was fucked up, man.
Yo,
he really fucked up, man, with that shit.
Yeah, he was tired of.
He brought out the little, he brought out the baby girl and her, man. She abused her verbally.
Yeah, no, he ain't shit.
I'm taking your operation.
He ain't shit since she came in.
You know what I mean? But goddamn, shit. Henry hit his ass with that patriarchy slugs, nigga. She was like, motherfucker! Bah, 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 bah. Shot this dad.
He did the shimmy.
He did shimmy.
The DMF shimmy. That was him. Oh, man.
She was through with that patriarchy, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Were sticking to the man. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So now she got shot in the leg. Henry, you know what I'm saying? Let's see. Shit. Oh, Lucille went to the hotel to make it last forever, baby. I thought they was finna play that Keith Sweat when she walked in.
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn old Dr. Reese. You know what I'm saying? He was all buffed and oiled and in his robe ready. You know what I'm saying? Lucille ran on over to him and they made it. They consummated the relationship in true TV form. It was over. It was some good time shit after that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That shit. Yeah, let me just be honest, since we're going to be spending the rest of our lives together.
Since I done got this nut.
Yeah.
Finally, I've been waiting for 30 years.
30 year day, yeah, baby. Yeah, I got a fiance.
What?
I knew that shit was some bullshit when he said, yeah.
Let me talk to you. I got something to talk to you about. Oh, man.
Like, nigga, you supposed to go ahead and get rid of your fiance, nigga.
Come on. I wasn't surprised, but I was a little surprised because he was him and Breeze. Breeze might be the only good guy in these relationships. I was like, oh, patient Maurice and young Breeze, cool Breeze. These guys are honorable. Nah, Maurice got a family. He got a fiance on the low. He'd have been engaged for a while.
For 2 years.
Yeah.
But he said he couldn't make it down the aisle. Maybe he said he was waiting for her, so maybe he'll return next season. Yeah, man, he'll return.
You think he's gonna? I don't think he's gonna return.
Yeah, I think he's gonna return. He's gonna show up at the church. He's gonna show up at the church. You know what I'm saying?
All right, we're gonna see.
Baby, give me the chance. You know what I'm saying? I'm clear. I'm free and clean. Nigga, you're just some bullshit. Just like the rest of these niggas. I am turning my life to the Lord, the man of my life.
The only man.
You know what I'm saying? Man. So she went ahead and accepted her assistant pastor position as Mr. Charles played the guitar. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now what the wildest shit is, you know what I'm saying? And I never seen a church being led by the guitar, man. It's usually the drums.
Just one
and the
man.
Organ.
One man, no drum.
Some drums and the organ. Bing, 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 bing. The choir. Bing, bing, bing. Yeah. This nigga playing the guitar, man. Nigga, is the background.
Yeah.
Say your speech, baby.
Underscoring everything.
Say your speech, baby. Yeah, I thought he was going to take it personal. She was like, Lord, thank you for delivering me from a life of hell.
Bing, 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 bing. Bing, bing. Yeah, he was sick.
God, that nigga.
And they all looking at her. They all know who the life was, who the devil
nigga,
was.
Nigga, reduce your life to a life of hell, nigga. God, somebody.
To a testimonial.
Boy.
All of that is a test. I had to free myself, get the devil off of me. Bing, 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 bing. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
So, yeah, man. So shit. Meech. You know what I'm saying? At J.R. Crickets, You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. In the parking lot, he figured everybody he needed to see was going to be there. You know what I'm saying? Old girl, right. Old little Detroiter, she know where everything popping. She look too young, but she know everything. Nigga.
She is hip.
She know where it's at. Fake ID. You know what I'm saying? She know where it's at, boy. So he running to the, you know what I'm saying, his connect he trying to plug with to solidify his Atlanta connections. And he run the play. And shit, they make it happen. And, you know, they go to, you know what I'm saying, make the transaction. You get me my Vans back, nigga, I'll put you on. You know what I'm saying? And so he looked out, man of his words. And they went to get the Vans and shit. And so once they got the Vans, who shows up? Because Remy homeboy was looking from afar in the Cadillac. Hey, them niggas is talking. I know exactly what they going to do. So, you know, they showed up to get the Vans. And they in the Vans. And here come Remy with his posse. And shit. There's a lot of shooting going on. No hits. You know what I'm saying? They ran over a couple of niggas. You know what I'm saying? Got up out of there with the work. Gave the niggas some work. I don't even know if that nigga survived because he might have got left. I don't know what happened to him.
No ride. He got left. Work. No mope.
Yeah, he got left. Man. No ride. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what happened to him. But, you know, again, Remy showed up with a whole lot of talking for some on-site shit. Boy, them niggas always start with a conversation. You know what I'm saying? So...
Yeah.
So they got up out of there safe and sound. Shit. And then shit, you wanna take it from here? Shit.
Yeah, I think it's pretty much.
This I'm 30 minutes in. Nah, nigga, it's a whole nother set.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, maybe my notes is a little limited, but I know that so there's a couple things. So, you know, T ready to put in some work, you know, mm-hmm. and everybody's a chorus. His whole team is like, T, you not a killer. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Don't kill. That's not true, T. Come on now. Who, you know, laid up in the bed. Don't do it. Don't do it. But he nigga, got, you know.
That's what I'm for.
Yeah, come on now. I get back on my feet. I get it in. You know, don't even worry about it. He's like, man, just chill. Enjoy them sponge baths but with that thick-ass nurse, man. Just rest up. I'm going out. I'm going for mine. But conveniently, at the same time, you know, Henry is caught on the wire mm-hmm. after she just killed her father. Mm-hmm. They all pull up. They pull up on her. You know what I mean? Arrest her. And then, everybody got their final words. Jen been really going in for Kobe. I mean, they worked together for about 3 weeks.
They had one beer together, goddamn.
just one. And they might have about to kiss, but she got shot when it felt like that karaoke was leading to something.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so, yeah, they had one beer, one, you know, one little entree at her father's noodle spot. You know, but long live Kobe, you know, the other Kobe. And so she pull up on Henry, says, those cuffs, those were Kobe's cuffs, the Kobe that you killed. And then she's like, all right, you know. And then Brian slide up.
Like nobody heard that shit.
Nobody. It was the one arrested officer. The one cat was like, all right, my nigga, I'm going to act as though I didn't hear that. You know, I know you, so I'm going to let you slide, but you really just, you admitted to a murder. But I'm going to be cool. I ain't here. It was clearly an earshot. You know what I mean? But, you know, I know you be wilding. You know your son just died, so I'm going to give you some grace.
And then, I killed your cousin.
I killed your cousin. Where's that from? Is that from a... Oh man!
Nah,
oh no! You know what reminds me of Cousin Harold.
Right, Menace. Menace.
Them niggas killed your cuz.
And you ain't gonna do shit. You acting like a real bitch right now.
Come on. Yeah, so it was that. All right, so boom. So killed your cousin, teasing the back. Well, would you look at that? Sometimes you don't gotta get your hands dirty. So T's cool, you know what I mean? And his man kind of say, at first T don't even know how to accept the win. T's like, damn. You know what I mean? Kicks a couple rocks. He's like, I'm always going to be number two.
Right.
And his homie was like, yo, man, it's better that way. You the man in the shadows. They don't see you coming. He's like, you think so? Yeah, man. He's like, oh, okay. Then he feels a little better. You know what I mean? Markeisha wasn't around for applications.
Yeah, Markeisha was. You know? Markeisha would have been like, nah, nigga, you number one.
Exactly. That's my baby. I don't know where she at. I don't know if she's dead in Miami.
It's over for Markeisha. T went back home, man.
Did Markeisha go back? Or she back living in where she was beforehand?
Probably. We don't know where Markeisha at. We don't care nothing about that. T went back home to LaWanda, you know what I'm saying? Gave her some compliments, right. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, right.
Almost hit her with the patriarchy, but he had to pull himself back, you know what I'm saying? Little 90s evolution.
How he almost hit her with the patriarchy?
I'm going to school. And he was like, oh, why you want to do that? Like, what about the kids?
Who going to watch these kids? Nigga, them your kids too.
Oh, shit. Wow.
He hit her with the patriarchy, nigga. She was like, nigga. He had to pull it back.
Oh, man.
Yeah, shout out to 90s Evolution. You know what I'm saying? Niggas really turn a corner. Start reading a little Acts of Faith from Ilana Van Zandt back in them days.
Exactly. Getting into some old bell hooks. So boom. So that happened. I killed your cousin. Then, you know, Meech celebratory. Meech has a summit of all of the drug dealers
and
from
Tech Wood.
You know what I mean? Tech Wood and then his wait. Oh, they had the summit of Tech Wood. And then, they having the champagne toast. Remy coming again, disrupting the shit. Right. Loud.
Still talking.
Patois. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
but he's not even supposed to be past.
Niggas.
He supposed to be from
Atlanta. Y'all ain't supposed to see the last of me. They got bad guns to his head. He's still talking shit. They let him walk out, storm out. Y'all niggas ain't seen the last of me.
It's one thing they let him storm out, but he had to jump on him. Nigga, his gun was out first. All he had to do was start blasting.
Yeah. If you just really wanted Meech dead,
it
would have
been over him.
Right.
He wanted to talk.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah, they'd have probably killed him, though.
I understand that, but a nigga been shot at before.
Well, not by that many guns in that close proximity.
Them MK niggas had a lot of guns now. But go ahead.
So, boom. He walk out. Then you see him chilling in Atlanta. I guess somewhere out in Atlanta. He pulls up on one of the original Water Boys.
I mean, the Basehead Water Boys.
this is the middle
of the night. Who's selling water in the middle of the night?
Under the cloak of darkness with one candle burning. Hey, you thirsty? You look thirsty. Who even starts a conversation like that? Hey, brother, you look thirsty. Meanwhile, you sitting on a thermos in a desolated area playing therapist. Hey, brother, you need some hydration. He says, how much? He said, here, take this. You know what I mean? He give him $100, $20, something crazy like that. My man goes sit down. All of a sudden, gunshot. Wow. He's done. Remy's out of there. Heavy blood. It was like real thick, like looked like oil paint. But so that was that. Then, so now Meech has the trapper's retreat.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? All his franchisees coming in from, you know what I mean, the regionals.
Cleveland.
Everybody was coming in.
St. Louis.
Yeah.
Bird.
Uh-huh.
the whole shit. What was cool about that one scene was the little wire reunion that they put in there.
Right.
They had Bodie look at my man and say, hey, brother, where you from? He said, I'm from such and such.
From Cleveland.
I was like, yeah, that was cool. That was cool. I forgot my other man's name in The Wire, but you mm-hmm. know, yeah. Bodie and his man. So that was cool.
No, I'll say he got a speech. You know what I'm saying? He gave him a speech. He got a speech.
Oh, yeah,
for everything.
Yeah. Was it that when? Oh no. And then everybody gets cars. He got everybody like some look like some what was them, some Cadillacs or something? What kind of whips that they
have? They look like work cars, you know what I'm saying? Some Lincoln. The problem with these cars, they be new cars for them, but then they still look old for now. Like when we looking at it. Like, the paint jobs don't look shiny and fresh, so it may have been just work cars. You know what I'm saying? That's where he was putting all the work, sending them to the cities. Because, they start showing how everybody got pulled over, and then nobody could find nothing. Mm-hmm.
Right. Safes was amazing. They kicking it. They just enjoying, you know what I mean? The fucking Red Dogs, they so upset. Foiled. So there's that. I want to say this because this is in my notes, but I guess there's the moment where Nicole made a feast for father. You know what I'm saying? A feast to send off.
A going away ass feast.
Going away feast. Nicole been slaving in the kitchen a couple times, and, you know, Pop's got to run. Baby, tour life, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The van is outside. The bus is outside. I got to go. Let me grab my guitar. Did he have his guitar? I hope he had his guitar.
I'm sure he had his guitar.
Yeah.
The only thing that didn't add up to real life, you know, a nigga would have grabbed a piece of chicken to go now. You know what I'm saying? Nigga would have been eating
just
that
one.
Shit.
Yeah, one or two.
And a
fresh
napkin
out?
And walking out the door, nigga.
Yeah.
Like, shit, I rock.
Brand new chicken? This chicken fresh out the grease. Hell plated no. So well. I might have had to get a couple forkfuls of macaroni.
Right. You know
just real quick.
Some don't eat out my pot type quick. Shit.
Yeah. Come on now. Come on. Especially when they said this is for you.
Right.
You know what I mean? But he already, you know, he ready to get on the road. You know what I mean? Lucille been rejected. Trying to come back. They friends. They gave each other a little hug.
That's the summation. This shit don't be happening that quick, but I guess that's how it works.
Yeah, it takes a while. It's not, yo, let me try life with this nigga over here. Oh, nah, you don't want me. Hey, can we be cool again? You know what I'm saying? But what I was going to say is Nicole had a good season.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
This was her best season. She got to actually have a fully formed character arc. So that was dope for her. So now we're back in the old Platinum Palace, you know, where the Fonz and crew are chilling and enjoying the spoils of war. They are on top. You know, this is Angel's last dance. She got a BMF bikini on. They playing my man Rip, R.I.P. I think his name was Rip. They playing my man's record.
Yeah, Rip.
You know, finally told him, you
that
know, told
shit
him,
was
yo,
trash.
We gonna keep your shit. Yeah, it was very trash. It really wasn't the most uplifting record for somebody that is trying to triumphantly, you know, walk out onto glory. You know what I mean? It'd be the next Debbie Allen. But, you know, that's playing or whatever. And then old homie come in, Loco's homie, you know.
Looking loco.
He come in looking real spaced out, looking like he just got slapped in the face. He's just staggering into the strip club. And Loco comes up to him, to Meech. Shit went loco for Loco out in Mexico. He's in the jail, and the only person he trusts is you, your old black ass. So he met 3 months
ago. The nigga didn't speak no Spanish.
Not at all. That's who he asked for. So I'm here to tell you, I need you to help him. Meech is like, come on, man. You know what I mean? su casa, mi casa, mi casa, su casa, whatever, all of that fly shit. I look, man, I'm here for Loco, Del Loco. I'm on the way. T cautious. T's like, well, hold on now. You know, what's the deal? You know what I mean? Because right. I guess T flew in right. after just, you know, winning a war. He flew in. He's like,
yeah, to make the new plan, man. The new plan, the takeover plan.
Yeah, right, right.
Drop
right,
a ton right. in oh, each right, state.
Cause they was looking at the, because they was looking at the, yeah, they was looking at the map. Yeah, we want a ton in each state. That's the door. Half a ton in each state, something to that fact. Mm-hmm. I like that. He got his own vision board. His vision board is, you know, is ultimate dominance. So he said, man, come on, T. You already know how I go, man. Go harder. We go home, baby. This is it. We here. This is what we ain't never going to lose. You know what I'm saying? We BMF, baby. We going to Mexico. So, boom. They cut to them in Mexico. You know, look like, I don't know where his man, I don't know what the Loco's homie went. But they look lost.
They ain't getting picked up.
They look lost like they ain't no itinerary.
He ain't got no rendezvous spot.
No, not at all. He ain't got no hotel.
How the fuck did y'all even get the way y'all at out there in the dirt?
Right. What happened? It looked like somebody put a sack over your head and dropped y'all off in the middle of a Mexican desert. So they out there. But you know, the thing about Meech and even Tino, Meech don't never lose. So they leave us on a crazy hang, you know, crazy cliffhanger, mm-hmm. you know, but a comfortable cliffhanger because, you know, Meech ain't never going to lose.
Nah.
So we just going to see how he going to free, you know, Loco, who might be El Chapo. I don't know.
And get the gonna business
free
back
Loco
to going.
From the Federales mm-hmm. and shit going to go right back. You know right. what I mean? So that's where they left us.
Right.
Season 3,
word.
BMF.
All right, I think you missed one part.
Go ahead. What I missed?
When they seen Dion in the club.
Oh, prime time! right.
Was that his son?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Shakur,
one of them. Because I seen his son do an impression of him, and the shit is spot on, man. You know what I'm saying? And it sounded just like the dude who was playing him sounded just like Shadur doing. I don't know if it's Shadur or the other one, but. But them niggas be clowning them with that voice, and they show played it out, and they had it down pat. Whoever did it,
yeah.
you know, whoever played that part, they had it down pat. And they shouted out Dion's club, Prime 21, yeah. you know what I'm saying?
Which I felt like was older, though. I felt like that was before BMF time.
Before we knew it as BMF. Okay. But you got to understand, this 93. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
okay, got it.
I didn't know BMF in 93. I didn't know them until 2000s. You know what I'm saying? When they started, when they was really dominating. So they could have been around, you know what I'm saying? And met Prime, and you could see how all this stuff started coming together. Because, shit, AG, who run all the clubs out here and shit, he started out doing valet at Prime Club.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Damn,
so
look at that.
You know what I'm saying? Then he turned out to do all of the big, you know what I'm saying, clubs in Atlanta, Vision and, you know, Velvet Room. And, you know what I'm saying? He's been running that shit ever since. But he started out doing parking at Prime's club. So that's a good, it's good how they incorporated that. I'm not sure if they aren't going to incorporate him, but during the BMF era, he had all the clubs. So obviously, you know what I'm saying, he was serving up a lot of them bottles they was buying. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And they named the episode Prime Time.
They ended it how they started. Okay. Prime Time,
that
baby.
That's crazy.
Word.
Yeah. And he hit them with some wise words.
Yeah,
you
I mean, they,
some wise
they,
words.
They see like they got my man from Money and Violence to write this, boy, because that's exactly how his writing be. He gonna have the motherfucking... He gonna have the motherfucking wise words for you. My AirPod fell out. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man.
So that was it.
That was it. What you think of the season? How'd you feel?
Well,
about
you know,
being
I was in the fucking tank, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, it just gave you some culture stuff from your era. Just, you know, something to laugh at, something to enjoy, you know what I'm saying? Nothing to take too seriously. Just, you know what I'm saying? Good black old blackity black entertainment for a nigga like me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. We got Ghost coming up. Mm-hmm. I think that's in a couple weeks. And then also, House of Dragons comes back on the 16th.
Lord, of June. I hope they pull that shit together.
Yeah, we're going to see.
Those are flimsy-ass storyline, shitting on the black man all the time.
Yeah. I'm going to definitely have to watch that little recap before the first episode. You know, those joints where they kind of bring you up to speed. It's been so long.
Yeah, it's been long. And the story didn't stick like the original. So it's like, you know, you weren't really vested in all these people. And, you know what I'm saying? They were all in the same place. It wasn't like, you know what I'm saying? You go here, you go there, you learn about the system. You just all with these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Her and her brother and shit.
Did you ever watch them on Prime?
Not yet. I saw somebody talking about it the other day, like it was real good. I saw a post, like a meme.
Season two.
Yeah.
Season two is started. Season one was good, but I will say it was good. It's like horror and black trauma in a gumbo. So it's one of those that are like, I remember season one, it gets you tight. You'll get tight about it. You know what I mean? I've reluctantly recommended it to certain people with that disclaimer, like, yo, be clear. That shit going to get you a little upset, you know, but it was pretty good. And I've been hearing good things about season two. So I might check it out this, because I think all the episodes are out. So I think I'm going to check it out this weekend.
I might check it out too.
Yeah. You let me know if you check it out. We'll have something out. But because we got a couple days before, you know, we got some new program, a couple weeks before we got some new programming. If y'all got any movies or any suggestions or something that y'all want us to talk about, let us know. But, you know, until then, you know, it's all good. I tell you this before I get out of here. June 22nd. I'll be at Laughing Stock Comedy Club, Grantville, Pennsylvania. Tickets are on sale right now. June 29th, I'll be at Laugh It Up Comedy in Poughkeepsie, New York. Tickets are on sale now. And in August 30th and 31st, I'll be at Seattle Comedy / Bar out in Seattle, Washington. Tickets are on sale now. All tickets are on DamianLemon.com. Go ahead. If you are in those areas, come through with your crew. We're going to have a good time. Tickets are on sale right now. So let's sell them motherfuckers out. It'd be great to see y'all in the building. And shit, until next time, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. Yeah.